We are back here on the special edition of Sports Talk from Nicholls State University in Thibodaux at the Manning Passing Academy, the premier football camp in America. The final practice session of the evening just wrapping up and getting ready for the air it out session going to be happening in the stadium this evening. Right now we got a little shirts versus skins action going on with these campers.
Man, these guys, they don't take a break.
Exactly. I was telling you, it's good to be young.
Man, is it good to be young. Really young. And they don't quit. I mean, they finish a session and then they start another session all by themselves. Yeah. Kind of a 7-on-7 type thing that we're watching right in front of us here in the end zone at Nicholls State University. And want to introduce the president of Nicholls State University, Dr. Jay Clune. Doc, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks, Mike, and thanks for always coming out here and putting us on the air. You know, we talked about what this means to Nicholls State University. People don't come here. They just don't come here. But they see it when they come here, and then you talk about it all the time, and that means so much to us.
And, you know, the one thing about On the Bayou, I remember Archie and I were talking about this. They came practice here in the 70s. And, man, you know, they had sugarcane fields, and it would rain every day. And them skeeters come out, and them bad boys were big enough they could pick you up and take off with you. No, I mean, they had some big mosquitoes come out of that sugarcane field.
So a little sugarcane driving up here.
Yeah, there's still a little bit of that in soybeans that are grown in the area. It's not nearly as prevalent as Doc grew up in the Houma area. It's not as much. Same thing, I grew up in the Matthews area. Right. It's not as much as back then. But, man, when it would rain and it was hot, them mosquitoes come out, and them bad boys, they were bad to the bone. And now you see all these facilities here for Nicholls State that has grown, and also for Thibodaux Regional Health System. And I see the new facilities, Doc, right on the corner that's getting built for, is it the nursing?
Nursing, school? Yeah. The Thibodaux Regional Health System School of Nursing has been huge for Nicholls State University. A very generous commitment from CEO Greg Stock and the board with Mr. Jake Giardina is transforming our nursing program. We're going to increase nursing by about 50% thanks to their generosity and the support of the state to put that building up.
Not only you a big WWL radio listener, but your dad was,
oh my gosh,
too. Man, his dial was always tuned when I got to meet him. He said, listen to WWL all the time. And he said, not just now, all the time.
All the time. So when we travel up to New York to see his family, he tried to get WWL past Atlanta and to the frustration of the rest of the people in the car. It was half static, but he would put his ear up to the radio to hear WWL.
Doc, to see the growth of the campus here over the time you've been here has just been remarkable. And I know it's times where this area has been hit with some, you know, certainly hurricane events that have certainly changed the region to a big part. But rebuilding a little bit at a time. But man, to see the growth here is just unreal.
You know, we have a tremendous legislative delegation from St. Mary Parish through Lafourche Parish on the Terrebonne that is taking care of Nicholls. And then when you look around here, you have to recognize the impact of Coach Tim Rebo. Winning and changing the culture builds buildings, and he has built a lot.
Yeah, and he's brought attention to Nicholls State athletics. But the thing that really gets to me is, okay, you replace one successful coach. You hired the youngest coach in college basketball in Austin Clunch. He wins big, and then Boog comes in.
That's
and
right.
Back-to-back 20-win seasons for the Colonels in basketball. And they beat Will Wade. I sent him a text that night. Oh, what happened? He was like, Mike, come on. We lost. Okay, I give it to Nicholls. They were better than us that night. But, man, what's happened here? In so many different avenues, not only in that you've seen the baseball program also going through some changes, but wins there, back-to-back Southland Conference championship wins, and just the whole thing here athletically. And I think it's been sort of a trickle-down across the area.
It has. You know, I always say I don't hire a single coach. I trust my AD to do that. And having a good AD is absolutely essential. And I have a great AD in Jonathan Terrell. His choices, his judgment with regard to who he hires to coach our young student athletes makes all the difference in the world. And he picks the right ones, and I get the glory.
Yeah, I get to take. I'm the one who did that particular part of it. But one of the things is, I was telling this to Steve, You know, I got Dr. Kloon, his wife, sitting here, but they're not the most famous Kloon.
No. Nope.
Boots is.
Boots is, yeah.
Boots. Everybody got to take a picture with Boots.
That's
everywhere.
Right.
But I was telling Doc, the most famous pitcher, it is starting to snow, and now it's really coming down. Doc brought Boots out for a walk, and I think he was like, hey, what's bring that? Me back to the house. Man, it is cold out here, and I don't want to put my paws in all that snow. And you had him out right in the front here at Nichols, and I think he was ready to get back home.
Absolutely. You know, the thing is with the dog is young students, 18, 22-year-old, they won't walk up to a president, but they'll walk up to a president with a dog because they'll come up to the dog. And it has broken down all barriers with students and others. So he's been so essential to me and so proud of him.
Is this the doggo that you were sneaking some food to, Mike?
Yeah, yes. I snuck him some food. he understands who I am in the deal. But the best
smart to make friends.
Was when they were building the facilities that we're staring at here, the complex. Oh. Channel 4, Doug Mouton comes here to interview, and he interviews Tim Rebo, and he interviews Dr. Kloon. Well, I get custody of the dog. Well, there were some guys there that were cooking, and they took a sandwich, and I don't know exactly why. They took it off. They had like a little hibachi. Took it off the hibachi and threw it. Now, I had a hold of him. He took off running. Man, put it to you this way. Two bites, over with. That was it. Doc was like, what happened? I said, somebody, they didn't drop it. They threw it.
Right.
And he was, good enough for me. I got it. That's when he could run. Right. Boots could run pretty good back then.
He could. He never retrieved a Frisbee, but he could retrieve food.
to see this new facility through the athletic complex and how much that's meant, just a beautiful facility right in the back of the end zone. A big part of Nichols Sports to have that done here, and it's eye-catching.
It is eye-catching. Kevin Groh is the architect. Absolutely beautiful. When I got here, there was another athletic director, Matt Roan, working here, and they were having trouble raising money for the facility, which was going to go in the field behind the athletic administration building. And Matt said, what if we put it in the end zone? And we put it in the end zone, and Mr. Trey Buchwald stepped up and finished off the donation, and it is the best I've seen in the FCS.
Looking at and how has been people coming to Nichols, has that been a growth there over the last few years, or have you seen a little bit of a dip?
So we're what we call flat. Mike, you probably sense. You go south in Terrebonne Parish, Lafourche Parish, people are still struggling to come back. Homeowners insurance, flood insurance has kept a lot of people from buying homes. In order to take out a mortgage, you need insurance. And then we've been hit by three hurricanes now, going back to probably 2020, you know, a series of hurricanes. If there wasn't a direct hit on Nichols, it's a direct hit on our service region. And people have migrated out. You know, Terrebonne has lost some population. Lafourche has held steady. St. Mary's has struggled a bit. St. James. All these areas around here have struggled with population, and we feel it in our enrollment. So we're holding steady. We're flat, but we're not up.
I see, you know, both my daughters started here at Nichols State. They graduated here. One still works locally. The other one works in New Orleans with a very famous Nichols State graduate and Stephen Watson, the World War II Museum CEO.
The best. I mean, you know Stephen. He came over here, had never been on a plane before he got on a plane to come to Nichols State University and run track and participate in cross country. And I have people who talk about seeing these tall, white, Scottish guys running in short shorts through the streets of Thibodaux trying to figure out who they were.
How'd they end up over here in Nichols?
That's a long
story.
No, Stephen would be better off telling you that. But they had also recruited a lot of Australian athletes, too, at that time. So it was kind of a double-edged deal with it. But Stephen, every time he talks, he still has the Scottish accent. I said, man, what you do, trying to pass over here? You ain't from the Bayer. And I always give him a little bit of grief about it. But, man, to be the CEO of the World War II Museum is really – That is something special.
It's a pinnacle. It's the best. And Stephen does a tremendous job running the museum, raising money. I mean, he is respected across the country, across the world.
I tell this to Steve all the time. I remember Stephen Ambrose. He would come to our pregame show when me and Diliberto did it. Me and Buddy D did it. And he'd come. He's, guys, I got an idea. We're going to build a World War II museum on the campus of UNO. It's going to be a little deal, but it's not going to be huge. But it's my idea. And he said, we're going to make it work. I guarantee we're going to make it work. He lived long enough to see it, but nothing like what you see now. It's unbelievable. And also, Nick Mueller, a big part of it also.
Yeah, you know, Nick got to see it all. I can't believe from sitting in the backyard talking to Dr. Ambrose, imagining a small museum out by UNO on the lakefront and what has become today.
And thinking about what gave him the idea was Dwight Eisenhower told him we would not have won World War II without the Higgins boats. He said that did it. And so Dr. Ambrose was, Mike, that gave me the idea that we could do it here because of the fact that he felt that was the pivotal point in winning in World War II was to have those Higgins boats that could go on the beach to let those guys out to fight.
That is
a really unbelievable story, but it was kind of spurred the idea for him and Nick Mueller to have the World War II Museum.
Got a lot of good ideas out here.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Right. Doc, thanks so much
for
joining us. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much for everything you do in the area.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dr. Jay Clune here, president of Nicholls State University. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
Yes, indeed. Back here at the Manning Passing Academy, Nicholls State University in Thibodaux. Now happy to be welcomed in by joining us, Jonathan J.T. Terrell, athletic director at Nicholls State. How you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome,
man. Appreciate
the
time.
Thank y'all for having me. Always good to be here with you, too.
JT, great to have you here with us and to see this camp here and how it's grown, not only Manning, but Louisiana Line Camp, Dr. Elias's camp. It's just amazing for this area to see the growth and the impact it's had economically and also the residual part for Nicholls State University.
Yeah, it's, I was just telling somebody this morning how important it is for us to – can you believe in Thibodaux, Louisiana? We have the three major football camps in the country.
It is the hotbed of summer.
Of summer, the O-line, D-line camp, and the pro football camp, and here the 29th year of the Manning camp, and 21 of them being here at Nicholls State University.
Just amazing. We're looking at the new athletic complex, and that's a new part of things here. And just how nice that facility is. And I know when you got recruits here, that's one of the first places y'all bring them to go see that, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of good things happening. I mean, we're about to build the Henry Lafont Senior baseball field house.
Man, Hank finally cut y'all that check.
And in honor and memory of his late father. Yeah. And we're about to break ground on a softball complex and a soccer complex. And so there's a lot of really good things happening, and we have a lot of great leadership in those sports. When you think about all 17 that we have good leaders.
One of the things, Jonathan, when you athletic director at a smaller school here at Nicholls, you're going to have coaching change. And you've been through it baseball, basketball, football-wise. To see what's happened basketball, to me, is that is mind-blowing. To see, because I didn't think you could hire a better coach than what you had. Austin Clunch comes here, and he wins big. And then Book comes here, and he's back-to-back 20-win seasons for the Colonels in basketball.
It's special. It's special to find people that understand what this place is. You have to have it in your heart. You know, Nicholls is a place that you have to want to be at, right? You're not going to pass it on the interstate. You have to want to be here, and that's the people that we find, those who have a passion for the place. And we, you know, like Boog, we accept the fact that you're going to come here in 2 years, make yourself better, and have another opportunity. I don't get mad at that. I want every one of them to leave and go to a better place, but they leave it better than they find it.
Exactly, because here's my deal. If you take a program and you leave it better off than how you got it, you have done your job as athletic director and as a head coach.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. And when you do that, then when you leave, the job is appealing to somebody else who want to do the same thing. So it's part of the mechanism that we put together to believe in the, no matter how young, all that stuff, you got to be the right person. You got to want to be here and have a passion for the place.
I think about Coach Sadler. He came on right before the tournament started and everything, and boy, he's pumping up Derek Queen, because, hey, I helped recruit him to Maryland. I helped recruit him to, man, he was quick to let me know that. Now Derek Queen ends up, he's with the Pelicans today.
Yeah, right, what do you know?
What do you know?
How about that? So that's a great situation. Fundraising is a big part of what you do athletically. I think every athletic director, you go through that particular deal where, you know, hey, listen, money's tight in some places, and, you know, down here, just because of the economic kind of hit we've taken, not only from a job standpoint, but also from the hurricane standpoint, it becomes a tough job to pass the collection, to be honest.
Yeah, I know what we signed up for, and I think when I talk to people about coming here, that's the thing that we sign up for, that it's – we're not the LSUs of the world, but we have something that's very, very special, and it's the people that are around here. And we want to give our student-athletes the greatest experience that they could ever have. And if they have it here and in 2 years they leave and go make $350,000 to go play for a Tulane or somebody else, then so be it. We'll find somebody else to want to be able to do that, right? But this place is special. We have a great community, and to go out and ask for money, and it's not just asking. It's for them to invest
in the community, yeah,
of these young student athletes. And, you know, we're not sitting here paying people millions of dollars and NIL and all this stuff. Their money is going to the stuff that is really needed. I'm talking about, you know, whether it's jock straps and socks, right? We're talking about real things that they need, and to be able to feed them properly, to be able to give them the energy that they need, to be able to go out and perform and leave this community proud to be a Colonel.
Yeah, but I think that's such a big part of here. And if you're not from here, I think you grow into it real quickly, because you've recruited guys from all over, and man, they get to that community real quick. I got to talk to Colin Guggenheim, who is now your new running backs coach, this morning, and he was like, "How about that, Mike? I was running on this field, you know, and now I get to coach here at Nicholas."
It is. It's awesome to watch him. I mean, listen,
and he's a personality too. Oh my God,
huh? You better watch it. He'd be after our jobs after a little while.
Yeah,
huh?
But
he
soon.
Is. I love him, and that's the stuff I talk about. I mean, even with Tavon, right? Coach Sadler was a coach here, a player here, a coach here, and then comes back as the head coach. You know, Colin literally just get off the field of running a big play at LSU, and then a couple months later, he's named the running backs coach. And that's the kind of young people that we have here. And I'm telling you, if people come and meet our student-athletes, they will be amazed by the people that we have in Thibodaux, Louisiana.
You feel it here, for sure.
Yep, for sure.
Week zero, national game, you guys play Incarnate Word. I remember standing on the sidelines, and this gentleman comes up to me, and he was like, "My nephew plays for Incarnate Word." I was like, "Okay." He's like, "Yeah, he's the quarterback there." I said, "What's his name?" He said, "Cam Ward." I'm like, "Okay." He said, "He was a zero recruit." Well, that zero recruit goes from Incarnate Word to Washington State, Miami of Florida, ends up being the first overall pick in the draft. How about that? But I met him. He's like, "Come on." He said, "I want to introduce you to this guy. I listen to him all the time on the radio." And, he was so polite and everything about it. And yeah, he was very confident in his skills, too.
Yeah, he was. And we talk about it all the time. We go to Southland Conference to the NFL. Right, so he had to start somewhere, and it was in the Southland Conference. And I think the Colonels got him a couple times.
I told Rebo, just hope he leaves. Right. You don't want to face him any more than that.
Right.
Because man, he was something special with that football.
He was.
In his hands. You haven't come here as a player, and you came to school here. It's special for you to come back to be the athletic director.
Yeah, people talk about it all the time, and they say, "Hey, man, what made you leave medical device sales?" I didn't apply for any AD job. I applied for this one. It was the only one in my life that I ever wanted, right? I always said if I ever had the opportunity that if it would be my dream job to be the athletic director, to be able to impact the people, this place is – made such an impact on my life, and I'm talking about the community, the region, and this university for me and my family, that I wanted an opportunity to give back. And whether it was to, I always call it not a job. I don't go to work. That's not even fair to say, right? I get to come and impact people, and it's a calling. And whenever you can see it that way, man, people probably wonder that we have some of the toughest times at Nicholls State University financially and all the things that people want to bring up that might be negative. But I get to do it, and I get to make that impact, and I come to work smiling every day with a positive attitude to be able to impact these young people and these coaches.
Final question for you. The impact of what the Mannings have done for Nicholls State.
Oh, man. That family within itself, I get chills. I just got the freeze on every time I talk about it.
Man, you sound like A-Bear with the freeze on.
I've been down to I'm born and raised in Slidell.
He was born and raised on the North Shore, but that don't really matter.
I've been down to Bayou so long, yeah. Right? I got the freeze on. But I tell you, the family itself, I mean, they are just so approachable. You know, to have a text message come from Archie, to be able to see Eli Payton and Cooper and be able to talk to them about what this place means to them. And I keep explaining to them what they mean to this place. You know, I think about the covered practice facility. They worked with Shaw Turf and the Mannings for us to have a feel, right? I think we were about $1 million short when that happened, and they were able to help us by connecting us to the right people to get that done. And so I can't say it enough. Look around. I mean, whether it's Canada, Illinois, wherever people are coming from all over the world to be a part of something in Thibodaux, Louisiana, and it affects the entire community, the whole region, three parish area. So it's not just Thibodaux. The economic impact is all around.
It's close to $4 million.
Yes, it is.
With Manning, Louisiana Line Camp, and also Dr. David Elias's Pro Football Combine bring to this area. Listen, you're talking about like $3.8 million. That's a lot of cash for this area in a dead part of a year.
That's right. And you're talking about approximately 9 days. 9 days.
9 days.
9 days. And you're talking about around $4 million and the impact. And where else could these young people be able to see our university? I was talking today, and I was just showing them that I was on NFL Network. I wasn't really on it. But Rhett Lewis, my cousin, Rhett was on NFL Network. He was working in my office and gave me a shout-out with the N and the sword behind him. Nice. Where else does that happen, right? Where else do you talk to John Gruden and he's shooting a video, opening a box, and buying 50 tickets to the game, to week zero game, and saying, bring 49 friends, I'm going to be there. Right, that can't happen if Manning Passing Academy doesn't happen in Thibodaux, Louisiana.
So it's beautiful. Connect the dots.
It's connect the dots. And so we've been very, very blessed and very, very fortunate. And to God be the glory for that, for sure.
JT, thanks so much for being on with us, my man. Always my pleasure.
Always my pleasure, Mike. Thank y'all so much, buddy.
Jonathan Terrell, Athletic Director here at Nicholls State University. We'll be back with more sports talk live from the Manning Passing Academy right here in Thibodaux, Louisiana at Nicholls State University, sponsored by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems right after this break.
Welcome back into our special edition of Sports Talk. We're here at Nicholls State University in Thibodaux, hanging out at the Manning Passing Academy. Things wrapping up in the practice session, now getting ready for the competition going on later on this evening. Now happy to be welcomed by Ozone Sports Technology, Tony Gaines and David Ward. How's it going, guys? Thanks so much for joining the program.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, the first time I saw y'all equipment, I thought y'all were bringing some beverages over there. Man, me and Steve, Coach Rod, looking, Coach Rod was, no, Mike, that ain't nothing to drink in there. That's the food with helmets and shoulder pads and stuff like that. So kind of tell us what your company's all about.
So at Ozone Sports, what we basically do is we provide schools, high schools, colleges, and different facilities the opportunity to clean and sanitize and disinfect their helmets, shoulder pads, cleats, all the things that they use that we can actually put inside, and in 15 minutes you can sterilize it, sanitize it, and deodorize it.
Okay, it's not like passing that rag with that spray on there from years past.
No.
Just wipe that down. And so first got to meet at the Louisiana Line Camp, but you guys have really got this going in so many different places today.
Yes, a couple of places that we have in Jackson, Mississippi. We have a couple of the high schools there. Tulane was one of our first colleges that actually brought this technology.
Under on. Coach Fritz or Summerall?
Under Coach Fritz.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And basically what it does, it allows them to not have to use washing machines or dryers. It dries the clothes, sanitizes it, deodorizes it. Not just the helmets and shoulder pads and cleats, but also you can put the jerseys in there. So they basically take their jerseys. When they take their shoulder pads off, leave the jersey on there, throw it on the rack, put it in the chamber, and in 15 minutes it's sanitized and dry.
Well, my mom would have liked that years ago. You know, no cleaning that jersey and those
right,
pants.
Exactly.
And she would have loved that she had does not have to use detergent again.
Oh,
it's basically a small amount of distilled water that you place inside, and it lasts for 10 years. The technology does.
So the cleaning part will last 10 years?
Yes. We basically there's a device on the top that's taking air from the outside. We have a UVC light bulb that's inside 185 nanometers. That's how you create ozone. The ozone layer that we see around the moon, I mean the sky, the earth that's out there. So it takes that air in, brings it in, and it converts that air, that O2 oxygen, adds an atom to it, and creates ozone. It becomes O3. And so it can not only just clean on the outside, but it penetrates the foam of the helmet, of the shoulder pads, where the moisture and the sweat is harboring.
How long did it take to come up with this technology?
The technology's been out about 10 years. One of my partners who was in the Atlanta area came up with it because his son was having a problem with lacrosse equipment.
Okay.
And so he thought, he's a scientist, he's an engineer. I've done engineering myself, and I have a medical background as a nurse as well. So I'm into the sanitization, but also the real cleaning. We're basically talking about killing staph, MRSA, mold, mildew, anything that can harbor where sweat is.
Man, we've heard so many athletes get a staph infection, and that's bad to the bone when you get that.
Yes,
even a regular person, when you get it, that is a really dangerous situation when you get staph infection.
It is. And one of the things that's really unique about the technology is I ran track for the University of Alabama.
What?
So
Alabama guy?
Yeah, so forgive me for being over
no,
here.
No, that's all right. That's all right. You graduated from there?
I did graduate.
Okay.
I'm one of the guys that graduated.
Okay.
But one of the things
I was messing with you.
I tell people this technology is like the pre-Fontaine.
Oh, well, that I know.
Sanitation.
No, growing up, that was the guy I wanted to be like.
We both did. I'm a miler.
Exactly, 2,500, 10,000 meters. And Steve was unreal. And man, just it ended for him, you know, car wreck right before 76 Olympics when he had a chance. He really had a chance to win it all, and just tragically his life. But what Pre did, and Steve Prefontaine, who I'm talking about, and I got a Sports Illustrated. I got a ton of them on my wall, but the one when I turned my chair and I looked straight ahead, it's Steve Prefontaine.
Yep. I had one on my wall as well. Him and Sebastian Coe, who was the gold medalist and the world record holder. Both of them were right at about 5'5", 5'6". You know, they're always going to pad it and say they're 5'8", but they're not.
In no way Steve was for no 5'8". I know that.
He wasn't. And so, you know, I'm 5'4", and I ran a 3:57 in the mile as well.
Okay.
At the University of Alabama. Ran track, ran for Reebok during the summer, and ran Olympic trials.
For people who don't get it, Steve Prefontaine, who built him his shoe? Phil Knight.
Phil Knight.
First one.
Yep.
First shoe was Phil Knight building it for Steve Prefontaine. They were tied because of Oregon.
And that's how Nike got started.
That's how it started. Yeah. In the
70s. That's amazing, right?
It didn't start with football.
No.
It started with track.
That's right.
And now Phil is, how much Oregon needs for something? How much y'all need? I got that check.
Yeah.
I got that. It's a good one.
That's funny because, I definitely would have thought that actually Nike would have started with basketball. But
No.
Field.
Oh, no.
It was pre. It was Prefontaine.
And they made the waffle shoe.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was the waffle shoe.
Yeah. Waffle.
Yep.
Tell us how you got involved with it also.
Yeah. So I was working in the for Gatorade for 35 years. I was part of the organization. So I was actually in Jackson, Mississippi when Dion, because Jackson State had the beverage, or PepsiCo had the beverage contract. So I ran into Tony, and every year Tony would say, "When are you retiring? When are you retiring? When are you retiring?
Yeah. Come with us."
So we stayed connected, and Mike, I've been involved in athletics my entire life, and
I know you told me your story. It's a long time.
Yes.
I'll have to give one shout out to the University of New Orleans, because we were the first Louisiana team to go to the College World Series. So I tell everybody, I said, UNO showed LSU and everybody else how to get to Omaha. One name changed the game. And what was his name, Mike?
Skip Bertman. He was Bear Bryant for college baseball.
Yes, he was. Yes,
guys,
he was.
Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And, man, for what you guys are doing, great technology.
Very cool.
And so tell them how they can get in touch with y'all.
My number is 601-955-5008. And also they can go online to ozonesports.com.
We appreciate it, and thanks for, man, filling us in on that. That is some really interesting technology and what you got doing. And, man, something last 10 years in today's world?
Yep.
Well, that's a long time, the last 10 years.
It is. Longer than
buy you a washing machine and see if it lasts 10 years.
Yep, exactly.
You lucky to get 10 years out of that one. Steve.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be back with more from Nicholls State University at the Manning Passing Academy, brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health Systems, right after this on WWL. Back here in our special edition of Sports Talk, want to remind everybody, nothing worse than losing power. Just an awful experience, especially during summer and hurricane season. That's why WWL's teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator, offering you a chance to win a portable generator. Go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win backup power from Craig's Electrical Generators, because when the power goes off, Craig's come on, and WWL Louisiana's official management station. We're going to take a break, be back with more of our special edition from the Manning Passing Academy right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.